Jeremy Smith is entering his third year as the head girls basketball coach with the Arweva Rockets. He's joining us here as we take a look at the upcoming season here on the Girls Basketball Preview Show. And Jeremy, as always, good to catch up with you and appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, you too, Jeff.
Coach, I was just talking with you here during the commercial break here today, and 16 girls out for you guys. Good numbers for the Rockets this year. That's got to have you excited.
You know, we had Sophie as our lone senior last year, and now we got five seniors this year. And then, just kind of the breakdown of, five seniors, three juniors, five sophomores, and three freshmen. So with the size of Arweva, I'm very excited for the numbers we have.
And that seems like a pretty good mix. And the nice thing you mentioned, just losing Sophie last year as the only senior, you actually gain a player back with Cora Obrecht coming back healthy after being injured last year.
Yeah, Cora got hurt, I think, in our second game last year. Actually, she got hurt while I think we were pressing against the team. And, that's kind of why Cora was in the game and doing what she does, because she can cover a lot of ground with her athleticism and stuff like that. And she gets taken out there in that second game, and it kind of changes everything we were trying to do. So having her back, maybe there's some things we can get back to that we kind of started last year with, and hopefully everything stays good and we can, utilize her.
How much do you think the experience, though, gained by the rest of the girls last year that are all coming back this year going to help you this season?
I was, kind of thinking about that. You got Maggie, and she's basically been a four-year starter for us.
Yep.
And then Jamie, basically as a sophomore, she played, a lot of minutes. And then you got Callie and Sammy also as our seniors, along with Cora, all girls that at least they were sophomores when I started coaching. So they've kind of got familiar with, me and kind of what we want to do. Now some things have come up during the season, like Cora's injury last year, that changed what we did. So I think now we got the five seniors, and I kind of got a vision of what I want to do with them. And, it's not like we're starting over. They don't really know what I have in mind. They know, and it's just we just got to build from it. And, it's great that you got five seniors that you can start with that.
What is the style going to look like for the Rockets this season?
And I'm going to be honest, and I talked to the girls about this, and I'm no secret about it. We struggle at times to score, and I think sometimes last year we kind of sat back in a, 2-3 zone and let teams kind of come at us. And, then we go down to the other end, whether they be pressing us, which we struggled against. And we just find that was very hard to score. So I think for us, I'm going to use our girls' athleticism, maybe make things a little chaotic and see if we can't get, some buckets off of turnovers or things of that nature. Because like I say, when you got athletic girls that we do, I think we got to use them all over the court as opposed to setting them back in a half court set and just letting them kind of let a team come at them.
Athletic ability, is that the main strength for this team this year? Or do you feel like you got some other strengths that, maybe catch some people off guard this year?
It's great that you get a start with that, that you got the athletic, five girls, six girls. I mean, you can go down a sophomore class. I think we got some athletes that can come in, if we need girls that have a break. So I think that's going to be our main strength, yes. The other thing is, you got five seniors that have kind of an idea of what we've been doing the last couple of years. Like I say, has it translated into success for us? No, but I think we can, and I think there's games out there that we can win. So starting with, athleticism and then just their familiarity with me, I think we got a formula to at least get a better start to this season.
We're talking right now with Jeremy Smith of the Arweva Rockets, previewing the upcoming girls basketball season. Coach, you mentioned here a little bit ago as well, last year struggled to score. Shooting was an issue. I thought it got better as the season went on, as normally does, but what are the concerns for this group coming into the year?
You remember, we ended the season with a very tough Remsen team, and I'll still say this, I think it's maybe, and we've seen a lot of presses, and we're still gonna, maybe one of the best pressing teams I've ever even been around as a player or as a coach, just how much they just don't let you breathe at all. That is our major struggle, that the scoring can't happen if you can't get the ball across half court and get into something that you want to do. And with that, adding the shot clock this year, I mean, it's like you already have the pressure of the team, giving you a full court press. Well, now you got to add a pressure of, if you get it across half court, hopefully in, under 10 seconds, now you got a shot clock to go against too. So there's going to be some things, and I think there's going to be growing pains all over by a lot of teams, but you got a leg up for sure if you guys can press really well and make people get uncomfortable. And I, like I said, that's something I want to try to do with this group.
Have you had a chance to work on that here in the preseason? And is that going to be one of the main focuses in the preseason?
First couple of practices, I'm kind of standard. I just kind of, do some fundamental things to kind of see where everybody at as a whole. Obviously, I know where our seniors and juniors and sophomores are, just see what the addition of freshmen look like. But yeah, I talked to my two assistant coaches, and yeah, press break and, you know, even handling the ball against pressure is going to be from now until game one, and it'll be from now until the end of the season. We will work on it every day in some, you know, shape or form.
You mentioned Maggie and Cora. Who are some of the other girls that you're going to rely on this year, maybe either on defense or to be able to put the ball in the basket for you?
Well, again, I think Jamie, she's got kind of a knack to kind of create her own offense. And you know, I don't think she has quite the confidence yet to let that go. And I think she's going to this year. I think she's already showing signs that she's kind of willing to be a leader with that side of it. But yeah, if you break it down there, every one of my seniors, you know, they're going to contribute one way or another. And then, you know, Michaela Straw got some good minutes last year for us in the post, and she's going to have to again this year, because basically the way I look at it is I got Sammy as a one true post player, and Michaela is going to be my other true post player. Delaney, I still think she's probably one of our best shooters. Just got to make her try to come out of the corner every once in a while. She likes to get down the corner and hide and never come out of there. We're working on that as well. But and then there's some sophomores, you know, I think Emma and Amber and Isaiah, they can all come in and contribute to, you know, even the pressing and stuff like that. Now, offensively, you know, they're going to have a little bit of the deer in headlight looks, I think, when they come in. But, you know, you start looking at it, you know, that's an 8, 9, 10 person rotation. And if we're going to press, we're going to need that many.
Coach, do you like how your schedule breaks down this year as far as when the road trips and stuff are and the non-conference games?
I haven't looked too far ahead on that. I, you know, there's some non-conference games that I don't think we have all posted on there yet, because I think we should be shooting for close to 21 games. And I don't know if that's all posted on there, and I could be wrong. But as far as how it breaks down, yeah, there's a couple of our non-conference we traditionally play teams out of conference that are bigger class, or, you know, they're a bigger 1A school than obviously we are, but we're familiar with all of them. So as far as schedule goes, yeah, I mean, I know what we're getting into. So, I mean, is there any real big surprises ahead of us? I don't really foresee any.
Rolling Valley has been strong here the last several years. What's the conference look like, and how do you guys move forward and climb the ladder in the conference this year?
When I started coaching, we had some absolute studs, and I thought, well, man, we're going to lose some really good players in this conference, and maybe it'll fall off a bit. It hasn't. And I still don't think it will. You're going to have Elkhorn still up there. And, you know, Woodbine, you know, they ended up playing the Remsen team that we played. That ended their season. But Woodbine had a heck of a season last year. They'll be just as tough, if not better, than they were last year. So for us to climb the ladder, I mean, we got to, you know, those two are going to be, I think, the cream of the crop. I think Glidden's going to have a pretty good team. You know, we got to take care of the games that, you know, we think we can win. And in order to, you know, maybe surprise some people, we got to do things a little bit different than we have in the past. And that starts with breaking a press and finding a way to score. And in the Rolling Valley, we're going to see it night in, night out. So it's something we got to be prepared for.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time here in the preseason. Looking forward to working with you again during the season and seeing your team play. And, of course, we'll see you guys several times throughout the year. So thanks for all of the time here today, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks for all you do, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Jeremy Smith again with the Arweva Rockets. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley. We'll talk Bate and Chernan basketball when we come back next year on the Coaches Basketball Preview Show.